Enhancing customer experiences, insights from management of knowledge and culture change. In today's world, how do you make your savvy, purse-pinching customers your biggest fans? Assistant Professor of Marketing at Western Illinois University, Samit Chakravorty, reveals how consistently enhancing the experiences of customers can help just do that. In this article, he discusses how managing knowledge and change effectively can enhance customer experiences and shares secrets and best practices from successful companies. Enhancing customer experiences. Definition. More than 85% of senior managers believe that customer experience management, CEM, will be the next battleground for sustainable competitive advantage. Recent research discusses customer experience as a holistic experience where a customer co-creates unique experiences with the company, living every moment of the relationship in ways beyond his or her expectations. The devil lies in customization and impacting behavior positively. Current thinking. There are myriad factors responsible for a delightful customer experience. There are the information processing, decision-making, and experiential aspects of consumer behavior, such as goals, attitudes, involvement, attitude to service failures, peer influence, and company-controlled factors. For example, store environment, price, past experiences, and total brand experience. The perfect customer experience results from the synergistic impact of all these factors. CEM starts with understanding customers individually and then dynamically customizing customer experience over time. Effective knowledge management and organizational change largely shape this effort. Role of knowledge management. KM. KM needs processes and technologies that together store, process, share, and interpret information until a level of profound understanding is reached. The technology aspect is concerned with sound collection, recording, and analysis of right data of good quality. The challenge lies in implementing technology which integrates information from all customer channels, offering a seamless experience. Cisco Systems and Safeco Insurance have married online systems with telephone and back office, so if a customer calls the company's contact center after an unsuccessful session on the website, the agent can access the customer's online activity and pick up where the customer left off. Online search capabilities should allow the user to search in their own words and still return relevant results using users' vernacular and case-based and expert reasoning techniques. On the KM process side, knowledge capture and reuse must work as the way people do business. Acquisition Solutions, a business process solutions provider, created an operating model including team-based learning processes that generate communities of practice that act as a marketplace for knowledge and ideas, allowing frontline employees to reach across the organization horizontally as well as vertically for ideas. Since customers are co-creators of their own experiences, communities of practice should be extended to include customers. Flexifoil International, a specialist in sporting kite technology, facilitated successfully customers' experiences by creating and leading, not owning, offline and online sport kiting customer communities. KM processes should map the sequence of consumer consumption activities, including all activities and touchpoints. One of the USA's leading cancer centers used this technique to identify opportunities for developing web-based patient access and patient education. Role of culture change management. Effective management of culture change lies at the heart of CEM. Change should be directed towards developing shared values of customer orientation, genuine leadership, and a customer-centric business model. It's a challenge to make these three prongs of change management work in sync, but with diligence, companies can reap the rewards of enhanced customer experience. Shared values. For values to become shared, employees must become the strategy and live the brand, according to Patrick Harris of Thought Engine, a branding consultancy. Employees should feel strongly that creating great experiences for customers is not just work, but a way of life. Employees should identify with brand values through guiding principles, which nurture desired behaviors and promote unity through common language. Leadership. True leadership is expressed through committed action from the top and empowered and involved employees working at creative problem solving. Leaders need to support organisational values and actively coach employees. Gaylord Palms Resort in Florida encourages employees to bring problems to their managers. To empower and motivate them, three unique leadership responsibilities were created, along with an internal guarantee that emulated their customer guarantee. Business model. Leadership must be supported with processes, policies, and infrastructure. It is important to align processes with the core values of the brand to help employees live the values and for management to hire and develop employees who will believe in these values. Control mechanisms can be packaged in terms of learning to motivate employees to acquire new skills and capabilities. Contu and Wilmot expressed the opinion that learning has an appealing connotation resonant with motherhood and apple pie that makes it difficult to question or refuse. Zappos.com, one of the most innovative of e-commerce companies, has a goofy libertine culture where customer experience rules and the culture motivates employees to do their best for the customer. The hiring process includes a culture interview, and after 2 weeks' initial training, new employees who don't fit the culture well are incentivized to leave. Longer-serving employees undertake extensive classroom training, around 200 hours, and reading 9 business books to ensure the best possible customer experience is maintained. Link measurement to reward. At Gaylord Palms Hotel, performance evaluation gives equal importance to management of customers, employees, and financials. In Ireland's Superquinn supermarkets, employees are not just rewarded for maximizing profits, but for enhancing customer experience and outstanding service. For example, bakery employees are rewarded on the basis of the percentage of stores' customers who buy freshly baked items. Implementing CEM. If by now CEM seems overwhelmingly complex, it is. Many companies lack the technical, analytical, interpretive, and collaborative capabilities needed to transform and integrate the technology, processes, and people. This much-needed capability has been termed absorptive capacity, ACAP. ACAP can be developed through specific learning processes that are intertwined in the processes and routines of the organization, supported by a collaborative organizational culture. Along with ACAP, Power Plays impact implementation of CEM programs, both negatively and positively. The power of influence helps overcome ambiguity and uncertainty. Power of force integrates collective action. Domination power overcomes resistance to change. And discipline power supports development of expertise necessary for knowledge management. Tying power and control mechanisms to learning, rewards, and opportunity creates a positive effect. However, where communities of practice do not share social identities, and when legitimate power from top management is not softened by support, power imbalances can have a negative effect. Implications for managers. To enhance customer experience in today's multi-channel marketing environment, companies need to hire for attitude and offer a business model aligned with the values and goals of customer orientation, knowledge sharing, and collaboration. Companies must develop a service culture that is customer-orientated and has the capability to manage information customer issues effectively. Leaders should actively promote and implement knowledge management systems and processes. The marketing function has a large stake and role in CEM. Marketing culture and strategy affects the organizational values, beliefs, and attitudes, which in turn directly affect organizational performance. Marketing, after all, is there for customers. End of podcast.